to go through.
Blog Talk Radio.
What is this on BJ?
Writer's Space, and I'm your host today, Miss Mocha. Mario is out for now. He may join us later in the show. But my guest today is Andrea L. Davis. The name of her book is How Could My Husband Be Gay? Andrea?
Yes. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yeah, Andrea.
Andrea. Okay. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
So tell me about this book. This title is like, wow, how could your husband say? You said this is based on a true story?
Yes, this is my story. It's a nonfiction book, but it was written as a novel. And it basically explains my marriage. It begins on my wedding day. And takes,
oh, my God. Okay.
It takes you on through everything I went through as a result of my husband, finding out that my husband was gay.
Wow. Okay, so can you just kind of take us through, like, how it came about that you actually found out on that day?
Well, actually, the last chapter of the book took place in October 2010, and that's when you get the details behind how I found out. I don't want to give it away, so the readers will find out the way the book is written. But it was October 2010, so it was I got married in 1999, and we separated in 2004.
Okay.
The divorce was finalized in 2006, so it was then 4 years after the divorce was finalized that there was confirmation as to, you know, me finding out that, you know, what I knew in my heart all along for so many years was true.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, let's start here.
Okay.
Was this your first time writing? Had you already been a writer, like, throughout your life, or did you just start writing when this incident, did this bring you to the passion of writing, or, like, how?
Yeah, this was my first book, and I actually never had any intention on becoming an author, never had a desire, really. It was just something that I never thought to do. It wasn't until T.J. Adams, who is from Foresight Publishing, came to me and basically asked me, have you thought of writing, you know, about your story and letting people know about your story? I'd known him previously, previous to writing the book. And that's when the light bulb kind of went off. And I said, you know what, I think I can do this. And so he knew my co-author, Jason Lee. And so he talked to me to make sure I was okay with it. He talked to Jason to see if this was a project that he would want to work on, and Jason said yes. And so he introduced the two of us, and we talked a little bit about the expectations on both sides, and, you know, it was a positive experience. And so it went from there. From the first time we met, we kind of, you know, hit it off, and history is written from there.
Wow. Okay. So did you have any kids out of this marriage, children? Were there any children?
Yes, I had three children. Currently, twin girls who are 10 years old, and my son is 8. So at the time that this happened, my son was actually, towards the end of the book, my son was actually 8 months, and my daughters were only 2.
Okay. Okay, so how is the relationship now between the two of you with the children and all?
Well, the children do see him on a regular basis, so they do have a relationship with him. He and I don't really have a relationship. When we do communicate, it is concerning the children, but the relationship there is not that good because there was so much that happened. And It was very difficult for me, of course, going through this. But after we separated and divorced and everything, there were still so many different lies that, you know, were told and still trying to deceive me and trying to make me think, you know, no, I'm not gay. No, I'm not gay. And so it's basically the simple fact that I don't trust him. I was never really able to trust him, because there were continuous lies and deceit. And so that's basically what the relationship is now. We do communicate, you know, concerning the children, but that's about it.
Okay. So have you dealt with forgiveness on this? Like, have you went to forgive, you know, how you have to forgive the other person so that you can move on?
Right. That's one of the things that I always talk about when we go around and talk about the book. You know, I think I'm in a place, and if you read the book, you'll see that I'm always, like, praying and asking God to help me, because I never wanted to end up to be the vindictive woman. I didn't want to be bitter. I didn't want to carry all those things forward in my life, especially raising children. Because what a lot of people don't realize is when you are bitter and vindictive, that it carries over into other aspects of your life, and especially if you have children, they see that and they feel that, and you end up instilling those things into them, and I definitely did not want to do that. It's very difficult for me to, I would say, continuously forgive. I would love for, you know, to have a positive relationship with him, for the children, and, you know, to just be friends, regardless of, you know, the fact that the relationship is no more. You know, I don't have a problem with that at all. But it becomes very difficult when you continuously have to battle with the deceit, you know, from the other side. So now that, you know, he is out and living an openly gay lifestyle, we've never had the conversation, you know, in terms of being, having been married before. Yes, I am gay, you know, or, you know, this is why I didn't want to tell you, or, you know, it's not that type of situation. So he's never come to me and, you know, and wanted to have that conversation. Every time we've talked, it has been, no, I'm not, you know, or, you know, you're just trying to make me look bad, or, you know, whatever the case may be. So I work, in terms of forgiveness, I try to do that myself, and I, you know, continue to pray and ask God to help me with that, because it's a continuous battle.
Okay. Okay. Wow. I definitely sympathize with you. That's really, really a difficult thing to overcome, but that's what life is all about. If we don't go, we can't help anybody else. So
exactly. And that's, and one of the things that happened in writing this book is that it became a therapeutic process for me. And so there were so many different issues that I had just placed on the back burner just to move forward, just to, you know, especially to move forward for my children. And so many issues that I just did not face. I just buried them and just didn't face it. So in writing this book, I took Jason through kind of an emotional roller coaster at certain times, because I basically had to relive what happened.
I know how that is.
Yeah, and face those things that I didn't face.
Yeah. Wow.
So it was a good thing. It was a very positive experience.
Wow. Okay, so do you plan on writing any more books?
I definitely do. I definitely do. There are various topics that I would love to write about. One book that a lot of people are asking for, when they read How Could My Husband Be Gay, they want to know about part two because of how it ends. And mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I'm definitely considering now. I wasn't too sure at first, but because there have been so many requests for that, that's something that I would definitely consider.
Wow. That's awesome. That's really actually a blessing unfolding, because although, you know, considering the situation that started the writing, but for you to want to go on and write more books, that's definitely a blessing.
Yes.
Tell me this, where can we go and purchase the book? You have just on your website, are you on Amazon or Barnes & Nobles or anything, or is it just your website?
The website is www.foresight, which is foresight-publishing.com. The book is available there. It's also available in paperback on Amazon. And the ebook format is available on Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Noble Nook. It's available through the iBookstore as well as the Sony Reader.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, I'll see you.
So we're out there. We're out there.
Yeah, you took advantage of the ebook trend.
Yeah, definitely.
Be really, 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 really blowing up. I hear people are making millions of dollars on the ebook thing. So
yeah.
That's always a blessing. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
butterflies is what I feel inside. And every time it's like my first time away, and I can never find the words to say. You're the perfect girl, you were made for me. It's so easy to love you, baby. We're compatible, credible, and natural we are. And girl, I never felt this way before. From the bottom of my heart, baby girl,
good evening, and if you just tuned in with us, tonight our guest is Andrea L. Davis, and the name of her book is How Could My Husband Be Gay? For our listeners, for the listeners that we have out there that may have a sensitive situation as the one that you had, and they're considering writing a book, what kind of advice would you give in starting a project like that?
I think one of the most helpful pieces of advice would be to basically write it all down and get it all out first. That's one of the things that I had to do once I got in the zone, because, you know, especially if it's your story and you get in the zone and you just start writing and you just get everything all out onto paper. A lot of people tend to worry about organization of their thoughts or, you know, different parts, what would make up different parts of the book. But the most important thing is that you get everything out on paper. You can always go back through everything that you've written and organize it later. So, you know, when you're in that zone, there were times when, you know, for a couple of hours I would be up writing, because it was just like I was reliving it all over again, and I couldn't stop until I finished. And, you know, for that night, whenever the flow finished, you know, that's when it was done. But, you know, just write it all out, get it all out of your system, everything that you can remember about your situation, and then, you know, worry about the organization of it later.
Okay. Yeah, I think I experienced that because I've been sitting on this book for about 10 years. But it is about my life, but I find myself having different situations. Like, no, that didn't happen first. That happened. You know what I'm saying? So I do find myself getting confused with that. Then I get frustrated, then I just stop. But how long did it take you totally? Like, what's the time that it took you to complete the entire project?
Well, it took us 6 months, and it went through a process. So once, in the beginning, what we had intended to do is that we would meet, and I would basically verbally tell Jason my story, and it would be recorded. And then he would transcribe the story and, you know, make sure that it read the way it should to fit the novel format. But what ended up happening was that, there were things outside of the meeting that I would start remembering, and there were thoughts that would come to my head. So what I started doing was just, you know, getting it all out and typing it all out, and that's how it ended up flowing for the rest of the book. So for the majority of the chapters, it's just a free flow of my memories and my emotions and everything that happened at the time. So once I would get it out, then I would give it to Jason, and, you know, he would make sure that everything sounded right. We went through the process of, like you mentioned, making sure the time periods were correct, because it was just a free flow of, you know, thoughts and emotion. And so once we got it to the final stages and the final product, it was 6 months. So it wasn't that long.
That's not long at all. Wow.
This was a passionate project for me, because there are so many, especially ladies, and I'm not saying that this cannot happen to a man, because it very well can, but there are so many ladies who go through this, and it's not for everybody to tell their story, but, you know, I also realize that there are various reasons why people don't want to tell it. It's embarrassing. You know, you're going through your own emotions, especially if you're children, you're dealing with the children's emotions. So there's so many different components to this type of situation. But I just felt like, you know, somebody had to tell the story. If you hear about something like this, of course you may feel bad for the woman or you feel bad for the children, but you really don't know what the inside is. You really don't know what they go through. And so that's what I endeavored to do, is to, you know, give the detail, all the background of what really happened, you know, mentally and emotionally and physically to, you know, a woman who goes through this. There are so many different changes that I went through. There are so many different, you know, things that I had to deal with as a result of marrying somebody who ended up being gay. A lot of people ask, well, what are the signs? So I deal with a couple of those, you know, in the book. And I think it's important to note that everybody's signs will be different. You know, whatever signs that people read in my book that happened for me may not necessarily happen for the next woman, because every man is different. And so everybody doesn't work the same way. But, you know, it's just important to know that this is happening. Even though we don't want to talk about it, this is happening. And, you know, we need to discuss it more so that the women who are going through this won't feel like they're alone. That's how I felt when I was going through this. Like, I'm the only one, but I'm not. There's so many women and children who are affected by men who, you know, decide to get married for different reasons. Either they want the facade, they want the wife and the children to cover up for their real sexuality, or, you know, other reasons. They may feel like, I have these feelings for a man, but if I get married, they'll go away. If I have sex with a woman, they'll go away, which is false. That's a myth. You know, there are various reasons. But at the end of the day, it's not worth it. You have to be true to yourself. You have to be true to whoever you're in a relationship with. And you definitely shouldn't bring children into an unstable relationship. A relationship where there's deceit, you know, and just lies going on. If that's the foundation of your relationship or your marriage, it's not going to work in the end. And so many people get hurt in the end. You know, the woman, the children have to go through so many different things, and it's unnecessary if, you know, we're just honest. And sometimes in today's society, it's like that's asking too much. Mm-hmm. So as a female, we really have to be careful. We really have to open our eyes, and we really have to pay attention when we get into these relationships. And we tend to, if we fall in love so quickly, we're very emotional. We're made to be emotional beings. And we just jump in, you know, and don't really pay attention to what's going on. There may be signs that are blatant and the signals are blaring and you should see them, but you ignore them because you are in love. Or there may be subtle signs, you know, where if you're not paying attention, you could very well miss them. So it's just very important. We have to take care of ourselves. And, you know, that's one of the main points. Pay attention and take care of yourself. You have to trust yourself, trust your intuition. We have women's intuition. We have to use it. And so, you know, and with the book, hopefully some people will learn some things, some young ladies will learn some things, and they won't make the mistakes I made, and they won't have to go through what I've gone through and some of the issues that I still have to deal with to this day.
Wow. I definitely commend you for even being strong enough to want to continue to move forward with your life. Because some people, you know, we have things that happen in our lives, and they are, sometimes they traumatize us, or sometimes it could be so devastating that we don't even want to move forward and don't want to get past it. We don't want to live. We don't want to. So I definitely commend you for staying strong and having faith and just trusting God that, you know, you can make it through, and you have, and it still turned into a blessing. So that's amazing.
You hit the nail on the head. It was definitely my faith in God that brought me through. You know, if you read the book, you'll see that, you know, I'm very spiritual, been born and raised in church, been in church all of my life. So especially for this to happen to me in church, that was a whole nother component to, you know, how I felt about the situation and what I went through, because, you know, this is not supposed to happen in church. But the honest truth is that it does. You know, it happens in and out of church. It doesn't matter anymore. But it was definitely my faith in God, my relationship with God, that helped me to get through. There were bouts of depression. You know, a lot of, especially from the church standpoint, we don't want to acknowledge that you may be dealing with depression or, you know, other things that sometimes we feel like we shouldn't deal with because we're supposed to have faith in God. But we have to realize that we're human, and God made us human. And while we have our faith in God and while we have a relationship with God, we still feel the effects of the different storms of life that we go through. And so you're going to have to deal with certain things, whether it is depression. But the thing is to allow our faith in God and our relationship with God to, you know, not let us get so depressed where we can't come out of it. For me, moving on with my life, there was no option about that. I was going to move on with my life. It was very difficult at times. But, you know, I always say having the Holy Ghost was what brought me through. You know, the Holy Ghost was it. The Holy Ghost helped me not to go to jail.
That's right.
And that's in the book as well. I could have very well been in jail. But the leading of the Holy Ghost, you know, even when I had to cry, even when I didn't understand, you know, when I asked, why me? Why is this happening to me? You know, and just various things I didn't understand. You know, I loved him. So, you know, why would he do this to me? You know, all of those different questions that came up, you know, and everything, but it was God that helped me through.
Wow. Ooh, okay. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You need to get it. He don't want to love you the right way. He ain't going to. It ain't where he's at. It's where
We are back, and today our host is, I'm sorry, our guest, I'm the host. Our guest is Andrea L. Davis, and we've been discussing her book, How Could My Husband Be Gay? You have been definitely strong throughout this whole entire devastating story, and like I said, I just commend you for that, and I really want our listeners to have the information about purchasing your book. And can you give us the website again?
Okay. Our website is www.foresight-publishing.com. You can get the paperback there. You can also get the paperback on Amazon, as well as the e-books, which are available through Amazon Kindle, the Barnes & Noble Nook, Sony Reader, and through the iBookstore.
Okay, and you're also on Facebook. Are you on Twitter?
Yes, on Facebook and Twitter is Andrea L. Davis. That's O-N-D-R-E-A-L Davis. The publishing company is also on Facebook, Foresight Publishing, LLC. And we also have a book page for How Could My Husband Be Gay? So you can contact us at any of those. Twitter is also Andrea L. Davis. So contact us on any of those formats.
Okay, well, I know I definitely will be purchasing. I really want to read the story and the details and everything.
Thank you so much.
And I'll be looking for more books to come from you also.
Yes, I will definitely be writing some more. It's once I did this book, and especially in working with Jason, he really helped me through the process because I didn't know anything. He was already an established author, so he really helped me through the process, and it awakened something in me where, you know, even before when I had not even thought about writing, only writing papers in school and all that, I was always good with that, but you know, as an author, there's so many different ideas that have come to my mind now. So there's some light bulbs going off, and there will definitely be some books coming forth in the future.
Great. And Black Writer Space will definitely be here to support that, and we look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you so much.
Very soon. Thank you for taking the time out to chat with us tonight.
Not a problem at all, Ms. Mocha. I appreciate the invitation to come on the show.
Thank you so much, and you enjoy the rest of your evening. Feel free to listen in to the rest of the show. We do have another guest coming on.
Okay, after. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
We have another guest tonight. His name is Carnell Murillo. I had the pleasure of meeting him in Ohio this past summer at an event. It was a gospel event, and we've kept in touch, and he is an awesome writer, songwriter, singer, and producer. So I'm going to bring him on. Carnell?
I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wonderful. It feels good to finally get you on the show.
Well, I'm glad to be on your show. Glad.
Thank you so much. Now,
mm-hmm.
I just want to dig right in. You have so much going on. Producer, writer. Did I miss something? Producer, writer, singer, songwriter. Is there something I'm missing? I want to make sure.
You pretty much got it. You know, producer, songwriter,
prophetic minister. Yes.
Prophetic gift. And, you know, I'm a musician. So I play acoustic guitar and piano. And so a man of many, many hats. Trying to figure out which one is which. But, God is good. God is good.
Yes, because your testimony, I saw the video on YouTube about how you were actually not even supposed to live, so the doctor said.
Right.
So tell us about
right.
that.
You know, when I was a kid, I struggled with a disease that's pretty prevalent now amongst a lot of people. It's called Guillain-Barré, and it's a disease that attacks your nervous system, and it left me, you know, dysfunctional, you know, most of my life, you know, from being, you know, from a kid up until my teenage years. But God healed me, you know, and thank God for prayer warriors like my dad and my family and my grandmother and my you know, who really continued to lift me up and you know, kept me before God. But I struggled, you know, as a kid, you know, coming up. And God is, you know, God is just, you know, he healed me. You know, it was a disease that was supposed to be, you know, it was supposed to take me out. But, you know, God spared my life, and I bless him. And so I tell it all over the world. That was one of the reasons I did that video, was to let the world know, because, you know, a lot of times, you know, they look at us guys out here in the music industry, and, you know, but very seldom do they get the testimonial piece from us, you know. And because people want to know, how did you get there? What, you know, what did you do to get what you got? You know, there's a price to pay, you know, for the anointing. There's a price to pay it. And, you know, people want to do what you do and they think they can do it, but there's a price that you got to pay, you know, and that was a part of my price. I mean, that's just one of the things that God is, you know, has done for me, but he's done so many, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So I would advise them to go to YouTube and look at that clip. It's called Testimony, I think it's called Testimony, yeah.
Yes.
Darnell Morrell, yeah.
I posted it on my Facebook page so that some of the listeners can feel free to watch that video. It's an awesome testimony, and it's just breathtaking, because we a lot of times question, is God really real? And sometimes you have to go through certain situations to really know, yes, he is, because it's not too many. It's no human that can bring you out of situations like he can.
I'm telling you, you know, and back at the time, you know, when I was sick with that disease, they had no medications for that kind of stuff, you know, back then. They were just, you know, pretty much finding out and, you know, pretty much dealing with polio back then. You know, if you had polio, you just had it. Now they got, you know, medications and different kind of shots and things you could get to prevent those things from happening. But, you know, back when I was growing up in the 70s, you know, it was like, okay, you know, this is just the way it is. You know, the doctors told my mother and my father I would never walk again and would never have the limbs, you know, have the activities of my limbs to do whatever. And I was supposed to have suffocated in the mucus that this disease brings up into your lungs. And I never struggled with it. Never ever did I ever have any upper respiratory infections or deal with that kind of stuff. I was paralytic, you know, I was paralyzed, but outside of that, I didn't go through the suffering that the disease carried, and I believe it was simply because of prayer and the hand of God and those that lifted me up, you know, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And so I took that testimony and took my life and began to write, you know, and just begin to write about life and found an interest in wanting to do music for, you know, for my career. And that's what I've been doing for 30 years now, just about. Yeah, right at 29, 30 years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. And definitely testimony, wow. I want to talk about your writing. You've wrote for so many different other artists that are in the field. Dorinda Clark Cole, Dave Hollister, Byron Kay, Wayman Tinsdale, and more. I mean, it's like never ending.
Oh, man, it's... Yeah, you're right. A Men of Standard and Ricky Dillard, you know, Georgia Mass Choir, and the latest Mississippi Mass Choir record is out now. Carolyn Ramsey, oh, God, Myrna Summers, the Dallas Fort Worth Mass Choir, under the direction of myself and Kirk Franklin, Kim Burrell. Oh man, you name it. I mean, oh God, I've written for about maybe 85-90% of the artists in the industry, you know. So, and not just national situation, but even some of the independent deals. I've done a lot of small, you know, small situations, you know, all of them were not signed to major labels, but I've also reached out to the smaller independent situations, you know, to continue the work, you know. So I've done tons of stuff that I haven't even named, you know.
Okay.
But God has been good, you know. Movie soundtracks. I do movie music for movie soundtracks, and in the middle of doing some movie stuff as we speak, and. God has been good. My group was in the Leap of Faith movie with Steve Martin on Paramount Pictures. So we've done, oh God.
Wow.
Have done so much work out here, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I was reading, a video where you told your testimony. It said that they actually had labeled you slow in high school, all through high school and elementary school.
Oh, yeah. They because of my disease, you know, they had me in special ed classes all the way through elementary, high school, junior high, you know. Mm. And, basically I was in special ed all the way through school. And there was nothing wrong with my thinking ability or my ability to learn, but you know how it is, you know, when you're crippled and you got these kinds of diseases, you know, out here, you know, they label you like they do most kids now in school. They think because the kid has a little bit more energy than the next kid, they got to put him on some medication for ADD, and that's what they're doing now, is, you know, and they've been doing that stuff for a long time. I mean, but you know, I bless God, you know, that I was able to even be in those types of situations. And to be in special classes, because I had a chance to really reach out and to affect a lot of people who's been affected even right now today, you know, with supporting my ministry back home in Dallas. You know, most of my ministry is supported by people that understood my fight, you know, and understood where I came from. And a lot of my high school buddies and people that I was in school with, you know, that knew where I came from, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I tell people all the time, you know, I rode that short yellow bus.
Wow.
I rode the little bit of one with all the special kids on it, you know, kids with, you know, with what you call it, muscular, MS,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all kinds of stuff. We had all kinds of kids on the bus, you know, so all of us were dealing with something at that time, you know, riding on that particular bus and going to those special classes. But, you know, I just took it, you know. That's just what life offered, and that's what you do, you know, until God transitions you to the next place. But, you know, I just did it, you know.
What people didn't know was that God was preparing you.
Right.
Preparing.
They didn't know it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, none of us know it, though. None of us really
know
it. You know,
I know.
What, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
when
I thank God.
Detroit,
go ahead.
Yeah, when I came to Detroit, you know, God led me to work with my boy Wayman Tisdale, and I worked with so many people. But when I came to Detroit, I couldn't understand, God, why are you sending me to Detroit? You know, what's in Detroit? And since I've been here, I've done Dorinda Clark Cole. I've done work with several people, Bishop Andrew Merritt at Straight Gate. So I've done some beautiful things just being here, you know, and being in position and being in the right place so you can receive what God has for you, you know. I'm thankful, Jeff. I'm thankful. God is good, and I appreciate God for just giving me something to be able to look at him and say thank you for, you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, God is good. Even when we And it's hard going through certain things. I just went through a situation myself this year with my son. And, you know, you get to a point anyway, you stand on faith, and then you hit that hard rock where I actually felt like, oh, I ain't going to make it through this one. I just ain't going to make it. I was ready to give up. And then that was the turning point where I was starting to come out of it. So sometimes
right.
it's hard.
Was it this year or was it last year?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was last year. It was 2011.
Okay.
2011.
Okay.
This time, last year. But God is good anyhow.
Wow. How is he doing now?
He's awesome. He's awesome. It felt like
good.
It was, it lasted for 5 days. It felt like it was 2 weeks. But God is good. And every
wow.
time I tell a story, you know, people are like, no, that was this, that was that. Nobody wants to give God credit, and that's what frustrates me. Don't put him in the background like he doesn't exist or like he doesn't have any power. You know, I don't have an issue with that. I don't like that because I know what he is to me, and I know what he done. So
right.
Right.
Well, I'm
but
so
I'm
glad
not,
and I appreciate the fact that you've taken the time to have me on your show. I really appreciate that. The opportunity to communicate, you know, to a different audience and to people that may have not that may have never heard of me, and most people, honestly, Tiff, they really don't read credits and read stuff on the back of music or those types of situations, so they really wouldn't know a guy like me. Most of us who write and who produces, because you know we are kind of more in the background type, you know. But I've been out in the forefront as well on records. Like I have a new CD out, new single, I'm sorry, that was dropped last year entitled Because of You.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a You're God Alone that I released through Vicky McLatiad and her husband Claude through the Sing Along series. That's on YouTube as well, and they can go to iTunes.com or Amazon.com and look up Carnell Morrell.
Mm-hmm.
And they can definitely find a lot of work that I've done out here. Yeah,
absolutely. Can you give us a little sample of something?
You know, I would love to give you all a little something, but I'm getting over something. I gotta, you know, dealing with some sickness here on my end. But I tell you what, if they can hold that thought and let me come back and do it at a better time when I'm feeling better.
Okay, I'm gonna hold you to that now.
That's a promise. They can go to iTunes and Amazon.
Okay.
For you are God, so full of mercy. Yes, you are God, so full of grace. For you are God, you're the God that sustained me. You are God. You're God alone. You're God. You're God alone. So I'm a little scratchy, you know, but I just gave just that little.
Okay. I appreciate that. Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm thankful. I'm so thankful to you. Thank you for having me on. And I want to say while I'm on here, listen, I need y'all to support my friend and support her show. She's one of those next ones and one of the up and coming. And you're
yes.
hearing it from the horse's mouth. Support
yes.
her and go on and blog and put those hits in. And you know, she's gonna have some powerful people on this show. And,
yes,
and
I have
you
one
all
on
for your, yeah.
today.
Thank you all for your support. Thank everybody that's listening and getting this and taking this in. Thank you for your support, and I appreciate you.
Yes, thank you so much. And you can find him on MySpace.com, Carnell Morrell Music, and Twitter.com, Carnell Morrell.
I'm on Facebook.
You said and Facebook, right. That's what I'm reading
yeah.
that from Facebook.
Also, I'm not even hardly on MySpace anymore. I'm on Facebook.
Facebook,
yeah. Amazon.com, YouTube, you know, iTunes.com, yeah. And if they want to find me, they can go to your friends, right? And click
they
right
can come
on
to
me,
my,
right?
all over my page today. So any of my guests that I always post everything. I just blast before the show because I want people to know who we're having on. And these are not just, oh, yeah, they're having such and such. No. Look at their accomplishments. Read their bios. Look at the videos. These are awesome people we're having on here.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Yeah,
we have a
ministry line as well. If there are those that's interested in getting into the music industry and mm-hmm. wanting to say, hey, look, how do I embark on getting into this? We have a ministry line, and I'm going to give you that number.
Yeah.
If that's okay with you.
Yes, go ahead.
We got it set up, and the area code is 248-303-2968. 248-303-2968. And that's my ministry line there, so if they want to call and just leave a message and say, hey, look, I heard you on the blog and want to know how can I get into the music industry, how can I record or whatever.
Yes.
The guy you need to call. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Y'all hear that? And I hope y'all listening. Because I'm sure we have so many. I had somebody send me a Facebook message asking about getting in the music field and said, do you have any connections? And I said, yes. And he hits me up every once, so I can give him that number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, I tell you what. Yeah, we you know, we're always looking and we're always interested in fresh talent, fresh writers and fresh producers and just you know being there for those that need to know how to get into the business. So.
Absolutely. Yes. Because it's so the. You have to be careful nowadays in the entertainment business, period. So
Right. But I tell you what, you know, I'm ready for you. Hey, if y'all didn't know this young lady that's on the phone with me is probably one of the world's greatest photographers. she's gonna do some photo work with me, and we got some things going on. Y'all need to call. Y'all need to get in touch with Tiffany. Y'all need to check her out. She's the girl.
I am. I'm still looking forward to coming up there and coming down to the studio and all that. I gotta catch you because you know, I know you're busy and you're moving around. And
yes,
but I'm still planning on coming up there to do an video interview and get some fresh pictures and all that good stuff. Because you got a CD coming out, right?
I do. My new project drops this year. Somewhere toward the summer, April, May, you know, somewhere up June, somewhere up in there, yeah. It's self-titled, and you'll know you'll hear more about it, and we'll talk more about it once we can't tell you all of it right now, but I can let you know. Yeah, we got some powerful things coming.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Well, we know powerful things coming. It's a secret, ma'am. Right now. I'm gonna hear about it later.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
To keep you. I know you're a busy man. I thank you so much for taking the time out to grace us on the show. And I will definitely be seeing you in Detroit really soon before the snow gets there. And,
okay. And I'm looking forward to hanging out with you.
Yes, absolutely. I thank
yes,
you so
ma'am.
Much. You enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. And
thank
you have a
you.
Good one. I enjoyed the young lady you had on before about her book. And
yes, awesome.
You know, send me a message on my Facebook so I can look her up and that kind of thing. I appreciate and respect writers. You know, I respect writers, and I really appreciate you, you know, for doing this type of show and putting this kind of thing out because it brings awareness to guys that write. Because most of the time people really don't know us. They don't, and when you look at an artist and you hear a big song out here and you're like, oh wow, that Michael Jackson was hot. But they didn't realize that was an African American girl who wrote Man in the Mirror. You know? And nobody knew about that until he died. You know, and so it's a great thing to support the writers and I appreciate what you're doing as far as supporting the writers. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. That's what God placed me here for. And I'm just, it's manifesting now. So, yeah. Yeah. But thank you so much. And you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. And you have a good one.
You too.
Okay.
That's Carnell. For those of you who just tuned in with us, we had Carnell Morrell with us, gospel writer, singer, songwriter, and producer. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And the guest before that, we had Andrea L. Davis, and she talked about her book that was actually a nonfiction. So it was her story, How Could My Husband Be Gay?, which was really, really, really awesome story, how she actually went through that and wrote about it and get it all out. And it took her a total of 6 months. I've been hanging on to Matt for 10 years. So that's awesome that she was just determined to get that project done, to move forward. And, you know, when you write, you are actually releasing a lot of stuff. I don't know. I mean, people who write know this. Even with your passion, you're releasing some stuff. If it stays in, it can cause all kind of stuff. You know, we can't really hold a lot of stuff in. It causes sickness and stress and diseases, and you're wondering what's going on because you got some stuff that need to come out, you know, and most of the time it's mental and spiritual. So anyhow, I'm not going to start preaching. I don't have Mario here to talk about me today, so I got to make jokes on my own. But I'm going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
For you to love you all night long. It's kind of funny, but I don't think you have to look no further, because I'm right here and I'm ready to do all the things your man needs to do.
Tell me what kind of man would treat his woman so cold, treat you like you're nothing when you're worth more than gold. Girl, to me you're like a diamond. I love the way you shine. $100 million treasure I'd give the world to make you mine. I'll put a string of pearls right in your hand. Make love on a beach of just black sand. I'll fight in the rain. All the places he would not, and some he never knew would get you high. Nothing is forbidden when we touch. I love you from the bottom.
Hello, we are back. I am by myself today, but it's okay. I have my listeners. This is Black Writer Space. I am your host, Miss Mocha, and we had two awesome guests today, Andrea Davis, How Could My Husband Be Gay, and we discussed her book and her story. And I really commend her and give her so much credit for standing up and just pushing her way through that situation. That's not an easy thing, and it's happening so much today on both ends with men and women. So, like she said, you know, we have to be careful concerning relationships and, you know, just kind of jumping into things too quick. You know, if you see some different signs or something, just kind of, you know, step back and evaluate the situation. Then we had Carnell Murillo, gospel artist, singer, writer, songwriter, producer, you name it. He's wrote for Byron Cage, Dorinda Clark, Cole, Dave Hollister, just so many to name. And his story was also awesome because how do you go from you were only supposed to live a few days to actually living 6 months later, and then even all the way through now. You know, God really, you know that God has an ultimate plan for our lives, and a lot of time I think we take it for granted. You know, everyone doesn't get to make it. The cemetery is full of people who didn't make it or people who gave up. So along with Andrea's story, you know, she's still here. She's able to use her potential. She's able to live out her purpose, and that's a blessing. With Carnell, they labeled him slow and had him in special ed classes, and he was diagnosed with the rare form of polio. And at the time, we didn't even have treatments and medications that we have nowadays. There wasn't anything to even treat it or a cure for it. So God is good. Can't nobody tell me that God does not exist, and, oh, it's just something in your mind. No, it's for real. He's definitely real. So I just really commend the both of them on their accomplishments, and just continue to push. Just continue to push through life. Life is not always a piece of cake. It's not always something simple and a breeze. It can be hard at times. But if you remain focused, and if you honestly have that faith in your heart that he is real, I really believe that's what gives you the strength to continue to move on. But to our listeners, you can check out our blog. I have to update our blog. We've had so many guests in December. I wasn't even expected the show to jump off like it did, but again, God is good. So I will be updating the blog with some of our guests and putting some videos and stuff on there, so you can check that out in the next couple of days. We're on Twitter. I'm always posting on Twitter for upcoming guests. We have some awesome, awesome guests coming up. Tomorrow we have Erica Gilchrist, award-winning author, and she has she does a lot of self-publishing workshops, and she's doing a lot in the publishing and book world. And she'll be on with us tomorrow at 7. Then come next Tuesday, we have Melvin Childs. I'm not going to reveal what the story is about, but stay tuned. That's going to really, really, really be something you're going to want to hear. And I'll be posting. Just keep checking my posts on Facebook and Twitter. And I just joined Tumblr, so I haven't started posting anything on there, but I'll definitely be updating our links and everything. So to our listeners, just again, I just want to let you know that we really appreciate you guys listening and taking the time out of your busy schedule to see what we're talking about, and being faithful. I think we have a couple of listeners that actually look forward to hearing us every night I upped the shows after Christmas to Monday through Friday. We will not have a show this Friday, however. I'm having an event down in my studio. If anybody's in the Chicago area, 2150 South Canalport, Suite 3B8, it will be Cafe Mocha Studios on the buzzer. But I'm having champagne and chat, just like a small networking event. Come, feel free to come, bring your business cards, bring a friend. It's $5. And basically just to kind of network and socialize. I have three of my authors coming that are in Chicago. I'll have Darren Lowry there. He's in Chicago. He has published, I think, 13 or 14 books. A passionate writer. Awesome. He sells his books really well. Awesome stories. Then we have J. Anthony Graves. He's actually been a guest on our show. So if you go to the Blog Talk Radio link, you can go back to that show and actually listen to that. We talked about his book, Dead End. And then we'll have Kevin Moultrie, and his book was the book about life after divorce. So feel free to go back and listen to those shows to get familiar with what their book is about. And they will all three of those authors will be there on Friday at 7 p.m. So if you're not doing anything, you're in the Chicago area, feel free to come out. If you have any questions, you can always hit us on Facebook or Twitter. Our number is 312-884-1286. Again, I really want our listeners to know that we really appreciate you guys. And I guess I'm going to turn in tonight. We normally stay on till 8:30, but I'm going to play. I'll play a few songs, and then we're going to call it a night.
Just a little bit more. I need. my home, and I can't let you go.